Oh, 위에 모겠다. 먼 이별에 마음을 쉬지 coraz szybciej biegnie czas. Ledwie zaznaczają dni, lecz podzielę się dziś z tobą tym, co mam, każdą myślą, słowem dobrym i złym, krzykiem ciszy kołyszącym.
Dalej, dalej, dalej. bunyi manjalangmu hilang akan nyokabau jalan rumpuy masih kubangan Pabiri di Indarung Lori bajalan nate kawe Saja paningga mande kandung Nasi di pintu sumpah dape Tau den sangko madang Elok dilie pagi hari Omaran tau den sangko sanang Kironyo san sai badan diri
Talalai bujang talalai Que o gato todo dia vai fazer na academia. O que é que o Mix bravejou quando encostou numa panela quente? O que é que o zero disse pro número 8 sem contar pra gente?
Sinto maneiro, pensei.
Ninguém é normal visto de perto.
Cuidado com susto.
Viralizar errado agora é certo.
Ninguém liga pro custo.
Não dá pra negar. Não dá pra enganar.
Esquisitices místicas.
Agora você quer me convencer que Deus é muito estranho.
Como será que ele é?
Ele faz você pensar que lava a alma sem ter pé no banho.
E ainda lava o seu pé.
Qualquer maluco com poder faz uma guerra e o povo nem discute.
Tá tudo muito demais.
Mata o irmão, vai ao cinema, fuma unha e ainda vira culte.
Fazendo gesto da paz.
Quem ama o feio lindo lhe parece.
Gênios da paixão.
Mas tanta esquisitice assim ninguém merece. Eu não. Eu não.
Esquisitice. Esquisitices frívolas.
Esquisitice.
Esquisitices cínicas.
Esquisitice.
Esquisitices bélicas.
Esquisitice.
Esquisitices póstumas.
قلبي هنا The National Greening Programme, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec and the Atlantic. They prioritise planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Tier 3 tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival are on sale now. Four unforgettable days, July 9th through 12th, featuring captivating performer Father John Misty, indie electronic duo Sylvan Esso, and politically charged songwriter Jesse Wells. Adult four-day passes start at $328, youth and senior passes start at $246 and $262, and kids under 12 are free. Grab yours now at winnipegfolkfestival.ca. Prices have increased with Tier 3 and there are no gate sales. Get your tickets for the 2026 Folk Festival today. Great music from around the world right here in your backyard. July 9th through 12th at Birds Hill Park, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Well, hello. You are listening to International Feel over on 101.5 UMFM, umfm.com, and internationalfeel.org. Thanks for joining us. We have a very, very special episode for you tonight. At long last, we have some very special guests. We're very excited. First of all, we've got... You might be familiar with Danny D, the rapping chaplain of internet fame. It's a big sensation. So we've got Danny D, the rapping chaplain, stopping by a little later tonight. Super excited to talk to him. See what he's going... what's going on in his career. Big things on the horizon for Danny D, the rapping chaplain. As well, another internet sensation is stopping by the studio. We've got... Flavia, the one and the only, the fitness instructor sensation, Flavia, will be joining us with Danny D, the rapping chaplain. joining us in the International Field Studios a little later on, so can't wait to talk to them. That should be good. Stick around for that. As well, that's not it. We've got even more surprises. I was going to take you guys on a little tour of the International Fuel Vault. We don't really get to go in the International Fuel Vault too often. It's where we keep all our past episodes. We've got scripts, different projects we're working on. A lot of interesting things in the vault. So yeah, I just thought I would maybe take a look behind the scenes and show you guys some of the facilities here. So yeah, let's go on a little tour, shall we? Follow behind me. I'll just go to just take a step out here. So yeah, just step this way. And, okay, so before us, you'll see the heavy iron door of the International Fuel Vault. So I'll just punch in the code here, and, oh, that's not the code. What was the code again? Oh, yeah, here we go. All right, so, yeah, step inside the International Fuel Vault. As you can see, it's a giant warehouse. It's got, it's quite an archive of, episodes and scripts and memorabilia from past episodes and different things we've kind of stored over the years. So yeah, as you can see over here, this is the archives. This is where we have a year's worth of episodes kind of stacked. Don't get too close. They're sealed, but we want to keep them pristine. So can you don't touch the door. No. It appears the vault door has shut behind us, but that's okay. There's enough air in this room for about 24 hours, so I don't think that'll be too much of a problem. I'm sure someone will be around to let us in. Let us out, rather. Getting a little nervous. I don't really like this. I'm not really a fan of being in a locked room. As big as the International Field Vault is, it's making me a little nervous. So what can we do here? Maybe I could there's no phone in here. Okay. International Field, I guess tonight we'll be live from the International Field Vault until we get released. So yeah, should be interesting. Maybe I'll just dig in one of these boxes here. Maybe I can find something to pass the time. Find an old script or project we're working on. Let's just try to make the most of this, okay? I've got a little, so I'll just kind of read this project that we're working on here. Bear with me. This is unrecorded International Feel idea. Starts off. It's just titled Interspecies Possession. I had a friend once who became possessed by the spirit of a mountain gorilla. That was an eye-opener for me. I mean, whenever you hear of possession, typically it's done by demons or spirits of deceased humans needing a vessel for their unfinished business and or revenge. But I can tell you, there are in fact interspecies possessions. One day my friend, Clark, was an average part-time barista moonlighting in a ska band. The next he was grunting and thumping his chest, far more than usual. I was even there when the transformation took place. Clark had just walked off stage, dabbing the sweat off his brow with a two-tone checkered handkerchief, following a performance with his band at the inaugural ska night at the zoo, when at the same moment, one of the elderly gorillas in a nearby enclosure dropped dead, either of old age or because his body rejected the eight-piece band's covers of classic Goldfinger songs. Who's to say? Anyway, the gorilla's soul transmigrated into the body of Clark's, who immediately stopped emptying the horn's spit valve and hunched over to rest on his knuckles. I could tell something was off. Usually Clark liked to have a beer after his performance, but this time, he was just observing the scene, thoughtfully, staring out into the crowd, every once in a while picking a nit out of his broad brow and popping it into his mouth. I thought nothing of the odd behavior, chalking it up to Clark's eccentricities, until I saw him tear off his clothes, shredding his suit and skinny tie and fedora, and start to violently vocalize, baring his teeth in clear signs of animal aggression, when his band tried to start up an encore. Once the band had been chased off stage and panicked members of the crowd began to flee, the head zookeeper made a hard decision to subdue Clark with a tranquilizer dart before anyone got bit, or worse. After seriously debating whether to call an exorcist or wildlife control, cooler heads prevailed among the zookeepers. Clark is okay now. The zoo feeds him regularly, and they even let him toot on his horn every now and again, much to the delight of the crowds who gather around his enclosure to observe him. Alright, that's an unfinished project, laying around the International Field Vault. I've got not much to do, just being locked in this airtight vault. So maybe we should play some more music. I've got some records and still recording facilities back here, so we'll just jump back into that and try to make our way out of the vault. So stick around. This is International Feel, Locked in the Vault edition. We're here till 10.
تو را در خواب اینو به دریا نقش از مهتاب اینو دوباره بینومت خندون میایی دوباره سینه رو بیتابی اگه یک شب تو برگردی دوباره به گیسویت بیم شروم ستاره نمیدونی مگه این آزنینو دلم هر روز و شب در انتظاره یا بار سفر بندیم از این دشت زمستون باز توی این لونه برگشت بیا تا قصه ها گویم برایت که دارون جدایی دیر بگذر گل ناز منی داغه نبینو گل عمر منو باد خزون بود گل ناز منی داغه نبینو بیا بار سفر بندیم از این دشت زمستون باز توی این لونه برگشت بیا تا قصه ها تویون برایت که دارون جدایی دیر بکرد تو گویم بیا این خزون بود گل ناز منی داغ دلینو گل عمر منو باد خزون بود گل ناز منی داغ دلینو بیا بار سفر بندیم از این دشت زمستون با سوی این نونه برگشت بیا تا قصه ها گویون برایت که دارون جدایی دیوان زد
टिकट भी तो नहीं station, disco.
Disco station, disco.
Chodo chodo.
Couldn't have done it without you. UMFM's Pledge-O-Rama is officially complete, and your support this year was incredible. The funds raised will go towards strengthening the station, from much-needed upgrades to new projects, all to keep the programming you love going strong. It's what keeps this place sounding the way it does, independent, local, and built by the people who listen. Once again, you showed up for our station. On behalf of our UMFM family, thank you.
To International Feel, 101.5 UMFM, umfm.com, internationalfeel.org. Thanks for joining us. If you're just tuning in, I got locked in the International Feel vault tonight, door locked behind me. So I've been making the most of it, just going through old show ideas, old scripts, just trying to pass the time before... Well, before air runs out, or before hopefully someone finds me. So, we were supposed to have a couple guests tonight. I was really excited to talk to Danny D, the Rappin' Chaplain. You might have seen him on YouTube or, you know, on those daytime talk shows. He's a pretty interesting character, Danny D. Got a pretty... Yeah, and then there's Flavia, the... International fitness motivator. It would have been cool to talk to her too. Oh man, stuck in a vault. What can I do? Maybe I go through another box here, unseal some old projects, can read you some cool stuff that we haven't had the time to produce yet. But here's one right here. Okay, this one's just called Hot Dog. Staring at it wide-eyed, he came to the realization that that damn hot dog was his best friend. Memories passed by his eyes like a gust of butterflies. Him and Hot Dog on the beaches of Tulum, on the beaches of Normandy. Double dates and breakup consolations. How could he have been so callous, so unfeeling? A lifetime of friendship ended so casually, so cruelly. With just one bite. Yeah, so I think that was about a hot dog or something. I don't really know. I don't know what we were thinking. We were probably hungry when we wrote that. Okay, here's another box just labeled cats. People love cats, right? So here we go. It's our cat project. My cats are not jazz cats. I don't know about you, but I've got cats, and these cats are decidedly not jazz cats. Every time I play a little jazz for my cats, which I have on numerous occasions, they will generally wake up from their nap or stop mid-groom with their little tongues sticking out like they've bitten into a bad peanut, mere seconds into one of Ornette Coleman's screeching atonal horn riffs. Cats will almost roll their eyes and look at me as if to say, "You, this, whatever this is not for me." So I'll turn off the jazz record and turn on the radio, something contemporary and forgettable with a beat, and the cats will resume napping or grooming. My cats are decidedly not jazz cats. Oh, I've tried, and I'll keep on trying, slipping in a little Yusuf Lateef or
Mongo Santa Maria every so often, but it's usually met with the cat's cold indifference. My cats are not jazz cats. I have met some jazz cats. Cats that come up to me on the sidewalk, cool as can be, walking in time to an internal bebop rhythm and scatting some meows my way before slinking away, jazz-like. Not my cats, though. They couldn't scat to save their lives. They are just not jazz cats. They do like progressive rock, though. Yeah, okay, so that was cats. If you got cats, maybe you can relate. Yeah, okay, we got time for one more. This is just in a folder labeled Romancing the Janitor. The popularity of the new steaming Romancing the Janitor series has led to a recent spike in janitorial college applications, as well as a 200% increase in toilet snake sales in the last month. Audiences are going wild for the spicy new romance series that is upending tired janitorial tropes such as plumber butt by making it sexy and fashionable now to flash a little crack. Branded Romancing the Janitor lug wrenches and wire bristle push brooms are flying off the shelves to be used by bored suburban couples to spice up their love lives. The beloved erotic series has even caused real-life janitors to be catcalled and groped while on the job by overzealous fans. Ernest Hemingway, not that one, a janitor at a local supermarket, was approached by a baker's dozen Romancing the Janitor enthusiasts. While emptying a trash bin, Ernest H. was verbally accosted with unwanted come-ons and then knocked over and pushed into a pile of trash. He claims to have seen the orgiastic bedevilry in the group's eyes as they crowded around him with their grabby hands, which shredded his coveralls to tatters, narrowly escaping the incident with his modesty intact. All right, well, this has been... We're almost out of time here. This has been the Locked in the Vault episode of International Feel. Hope you've enjoyed your time with me, and maybe you can send some help my way. Maybe a dynamite team or, I don't know, a large wrecking ball. Maybe break me out of here, but hopefully it should be out by next week. You can join us next Wednesday from 9 to 10 on 101.5 UMFM. Be out of the vault by then, and back with some more live programming. All right, well, I've got time for one more song before I maybe try to tunnel out of... Oh! What's this? This episode over here is labeled Dangerous, Chemically Unstable. Maybe if I unseal it, I can blast my way out of here. This unaired episode is highly explosive, so maybe if I just peel back the protective seal here, maybe I can blast my way out of here. I'll give it a shot. Anyways, this is International Feel. Until next week, wish me luck.
Frenchie's Records blends cafe and vinyl in one spot, allowing you to browse their selection of both new and used records and grab a strong cup of coffee while you're there. Turntables, CDs, cassettes, they have it all. Shop at the store that loves music as much as you do. Find new releases and restocks weekly in person at 260 Taché or online at frenchiesrecords.ca.
I love the radio. Yes, I love the radio. I love the radio. Yes, I love the radio. I love you, the radio. I love you too, the radio.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg, Manitoba, your hit-free radio station, in case you didn't notice.
The radio, the radio, the radio.
G-A-M-M-A-K-R-U-S-H.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Flash it! New things! This is a song! Got two lyrics, very simple and plain. We can all sing together. Nobody has to feel left out. Join in. This is a song that people need to be singing right about now. When they're telling you that you can't, you shouldn't, you won't. Tell them this, tell them this, tell them this.
Everything's okay, no matter what.